Exodus chapter 15. Exodus 15. Then Moses and the sons of Israel sang this song to the Lord and said, I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will extol him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. And the choicest of his officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deeps cover them. They went down into the depths like a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is majestic in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellence, thou dost overthrow those who rise up against thee. Thou dost send thy burning anger, and it consumes them as chaff. And at the blast of thy nostrils, the waters are piled up. The flowing waters stood up like a heap. The deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My desire shall be gratified against them. I will draw out my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Thou didst stretch out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. In thy loving kindness thou hast led the people whom thou hast redeemed. In thy strength thou hast guided them to thy holy habitation. The peoples have heard, they tremble, anguish has gripped the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the chiefs of Edom were dismayed. The leaders of Moab, trembling, grips them. All the inhabitants of Canaan have melted away. Terror and dread fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they are motionless as stone, until thy people pass over, O Lord, until the people pass over whom thou hast purchased. Thou wilt bring them and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thy dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, for the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them, but the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, Aaron's sister, took the timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dancing. And Miriam answered them, Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea. Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore it was named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, What shall we drink? Then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and regulation, and there he tested them. And he said, If you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, and do what is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Then they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs of water and 70 date palms, and they camped there beside the waters. Amen. Exodus 15:11. Who is like thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? We now continue with the tremendous realities of God evidenced throughout this song of Moses. We are considering the wonderful and glorious attributes of God that were displayed in his deliverance of this, His chosen nation from the slavery of Egypt. What God did through the plagues and the guiding of the nation with His pillars of smoke and fire and safeguarding them from Pharaoh's army shows very vibrantly that God is far beyond any comparison or human understanding. This is further stated for us in Deuteronomy 3:24. O Lord God, Thou hast begun to show Thy servant Thy greatness and Thy strong hand. For what God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as Thine? What God is there in heaven or on earth who can do such works and mighty acts as Thine? Moses was proclaiming the reality that there is no true God in heaven or on earth except the Lord God Almighty. Humankind has filled his mind and his heart with many, many gods of his own design and imagination. Even Christians, if we are truly honest with ourselves, have set up our own shrines to those gods unto which we offer tribute and adoration, such as money and pleasure and self-exaltation and self-indulgence. These are worthless gods with no significance in the realm of eternity. We want to spend time this morning just losing ourselves in some of those passages which declare the incomparableness of the Lord God Almighty. We want to feast upon His glorious Word, which declares that God alone is God, and there is none besides Him. Maybe then we will have the desire to seek after God only and value Him above all else in our lives. Once again, listen to Moses as he blesses the people in Deuteronomy 33:26-29. There is none like the God of Jeshurun, who rides the heavens to your help and through the skies in His majesty. The eternal God is a dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And He drove out the enemy from before you and said, Destroy. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies shall cringe before you, and you shall tread upon their high places. Look at the safety and the security that is found only in God as our dwelling place and our refuge. We are blessed in the salvation of God, in the magnificence of the fact that God has chosen us unto Himself and chosen us as the recipients of His love and His guidance and His indwelling presence. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, knew the Lord in this capacity, as she related in 1 Samuel 2:2-10. Please turn to it and follow along. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 2 through 10. There is no one holy like the Lord, Indeed, there is no one besides Thee, nor is there any rock like our God. Boast no more so very proudly. Do not let arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and with Him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are shattered, but the feeble gird on strength. Those who were full hire themselves out for bread, but those who were hungry cease to hunger. Even the barren gives birth to seven, but she who has many children languishes. The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low, He also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust. He lifts the needy from the ash heap to make them sit with nobles and inherit a seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and He set the world on them. He keeps the feet of His godly ones, but the wicked ones are silenced in darkness. For not by might shall a man prevail. Those who contend with the Lord will be shattered. Against them He will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth, and He will give strength to His king and will exalt the horn of His anointed. Hannah places before us the full aspect of where the gods of our design fall. It is God alone who takes care of the every need of those who belong to Him, those who rely upon Him and not upon their own devices to make a way in this world. He manifests Himself as the proper portion for those who will but call on Him and trust in Him. Now let us read the prayer of King David as he saw that the Lord was gracious and loving and to be honored above all else. Please turn to 2 Samuel 7, verses 21 through 29. 2 Samuel 7, 21 through 29. For the sake of Thy word, and according to Thine own heart, Thou hast done all this greatness to let Thy servant know. For this reason Thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like Thee, and there is no God besides Thee, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation on earth is like Thy people Israel, whom God went to redeem for Himself as a people, and to make a name for Himself, and to do a great thing for Thee, and awesome things for Thy land, before Thy people, whom Thou hast redeemed for Thyself from Egypt, from nations and their gods. For Thou hast established for Thyself Thy people Israel as Thine own people forever, and Thou, O Lord, hast become their God. Now therefore, O Lord God, the word that Thou hast spoken concerning Thy servant and his house, confirm it forever, and do as Thou hast spoken, that Thy name may be magnified forever, by saying, The Lord of hosts is God over Israel. And may the house of Thy servant David be established before Thee. For Thou, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, hast made a revelation to Thy servant, saying, I will build you a house. Therefore Thy servant has found courage to pray this prayer to Thee. And now, O Lord God, Thou art God, and Thy words are truth, and Thou hast promised this good thing to Thy servant. Now, therefore, may it please Thee to bless the house of Thy servant, that it may continue forever before Thee. For Thou, O Lord God, hast spoken, and with Thy blessing may the house of Thy servant be blessed forever. The key to this prayer is the fact that David knew that the Lord would do exactly what the Lord said He would do. David didn't know the details. Our knowledge of what God is going to do is not what is important. It is the fact that we know that God is God and that He will accomplish everything that He says He will do. He is to be trusted above everything else, including our own understanding and our thoughts of how things should be. In this case before us, God did establish David's house forever through Jesus Christ. Of the lineage of David, the only begotten Son of God, who is the Lord, sovereign and supreme over all of creation, now and forevermore. Now listen to the prayer of Solomon in his recognition of the fact that there is none like God in all creation. Solomon gave God praise before the entire nation for fulfilling His word to David and to the people. 1 Kings 8:22 through 24. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven. And he said, O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in heaven above or on earth beneath, who art keeping covenant and showing loving kindness to Thy servants who walk before Thee with all their heart, who has kept with Thy servant, my father David, that which Thou hast promised him. Indeed, Thou hast spoken with Thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with Thy hand as it is this day. The psalmist has so much to declare of the incomparableness of God. We will read but a few passages of his declaration of the fact that the Lord is exalted far above any comparison. Psalms 35:10. All my bones will say, Lord, who is like Thee? Who delivers the afflicted from him who is too strong for him, and the afflicted and the needy from him who robs him. Then, please follow along in Psalms 86, verses 8 through 15. With hearts that ask the Holy Spirit to make himself so known to you and to me. Psalms 86. Beginning with verse 8. There is no one like Thee among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like Thine. All nations whom Thou hast made shall come and worship before Thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify Thy name. For Thou art great and dost wondrous deeds. Thou alone art God. Teach me Thy way, O Lord. I will walk in Thy truth. Unite my heart to fear Thy name. I will give thanks to Thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify Thy name forever. For Thy loving kindness toward me is great, and Thou hast delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, arrogant men have risen up against me, and a band of violent men have sought my life, and they have not set Thee before them. But Thou, O Lord, art a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness and truth. Amen. as well. Let us join the anthem of Psalms 89, verses 1 through 8, with joyous thanksgiving and worship to God. Psalms 89, 1 through 8. I will sing of the loving kindness of the Lord forever. To all generations I will make known thy faithfulness with my mouth. For I have said, loving kindness will be built up forever. In the heavens thou wilt establish thy faithfulness. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your seed forever and build up your throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens will praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies is comparable to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty is like the Lord? A God greatly feared in the council of the holy ones, and awesome above all those who are around him. O Lord God of hosts, who is like thee, O mighty Lord? Thy faithfulness also surrounds thee. To know God in this manner, and to seek to have him teach us his word and his way and his will should be the first priority of our lives. As he is above all else, so should we find ourselves utterly enthralled with the every aspect of this living relationship that he has given to us. We conclude our morning with two passages from the prophets. The first is the prophet Isaiah, as he proclaims the awesome splendor and majesty of God revealed to those whom he will save. He also contrasts the wisdom of those who count on God with the foolishness of those who worship idols of their own making. Please open to Isaiah 40, verses 10 through 31. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 through 31. Behold, the Lord God will come with might, with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd he will tend his flock, in his arm he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens by the span, and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counselor has informed him? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? And who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him of the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop from a bucket, and are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beast enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare with him? As for the idol, a craftsman casts it, a goldsmith plates it with gold, and a silversmith fashions chains of silver. He who is too impoverished for such an offering selects a tree that does not rot. He seeks out for himself a skilled craftsman to prepare an idol that will not totter. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been declared to you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He who sits above the vault of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He it is who reduces rulers to nothing, who makes the judges of the earth meaningless. Scarcely have they been planted, scarcely have they been sown, scarcely has their stock taken root in the earth, but He merely blows on them and they wither, and the storm carries them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I should be His equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars, the One who leads forth their hosts by number. He calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of His might and the strength of His power, not one of them is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, He increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Amen. Finally, hear the words of the prophet Jeremiah recorded in Jeremiah 10, 6 through 13. Picking up the theme of the foolishness of the idol makers in his pronouncement that God alone is worthy of all praise and all adoration for all that He has done. Jeremiah 10, 6 through 13. There is none like Thee, O Lord. Thou art great, and great is Thy name in might. Who would not fear Thee, O King of the nations? Indeed it is Thy due. For among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like Thee. But they are altogether stupid and foolish in their discipline of delusion. Their idol is wood. Beaten silver is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of a craftsman and of the hands of a goldsmith. Violet and purple are their clothing. They are all the work of skilled men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King. At His wrath the earth quakes, and the nations cannot endure His indignation. Thus you shall say to them, the gods that did not make the heavens and the earth shall perish from the earth and from under the heavens. It is He who made the earth by His power, who established the world by His wisdom. And by His understanding, He has stretched out the heavens. When He utters His voice, there is a tumult of waters in the heavens. And He causes the clouds to ascend from the end of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain and brings out the wind from His storehouses. Amen. I pray that in reading these passages together, we have been shown what Moses declared and so many of the other scriptures affirmed concerning the fact that God is incomparable. As a result, He alone is to be valued and cherished and receiving of our homage and time and energy. Let us seek out and destroy any high place given to the idols of our humanity. We need to set our hearts and our minds and our thoughts only upon that which will please and honor and bring glory to the Lord God Almighty. So be it. Who is like Thee among the gods, O Lord? Who is like Thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders? Amen.